With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. And there's been a deadly crash of a border surveillance helicopter in Texas. It happened yesterday afternoon and was related to ongoing efforts to stop the crisis at the southern border.
The helicopter was flying over the U.S.-Mexico border and crashed, killing two National Guard soldiers and a Border Patrol agent. Another soldier on board was injured. The soldiers and agent were assigned to a federal border security mission when the helicopter went down during aviation operations near Rio Grande City. While the names of those killed have not been released, the local county's top official said those on board included one woman and three men. The cause of the crash is under investigation. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Authorities in suburban Detroit are investigating last Monday night's explosive fire at a building filled with vaping industry supplies. Clinton Township Fire Chief Tim Duncan says he hopes removal of the steel beams from that building can get underway soon.
The major issue we have, as was discussed, is obviously the structural steel. You can only imagine how heavy that is. Obviously, heavy equipment's going to have to get in there to start picking that apart so we can get to the bottom of what's going on there.
The fire chief's comments airing on WXYZ TV. One person was killed in that fire. The U.N. Security Council has passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Sudan during Ramadan.
With the resolution's adoption, the U.K. representative urged the warring parties to act on this united international call for peace, to silence the guns, and to seek a sustainable resolution to the conflict through dialogue. The United States acknowledged this week's announcement by the Sudanese government that they would facilitate more humanitarian cross-border access from Chad, but said it was still insufficient.
That is BBC's Nada Tawfiq reporting. If a ceasefire takes place, it would allow desperately needed aid to reach some 25 million people. This is SRN News. Christians are offering their opinions on America's immigration crisis.
By the Pew Research Center, majorities of white Catholics and Protestants consider that the big influx at the U.S.-Mexican border is a crisis for the United States. Meanwhile, only about 3 in 10 black Protestants say it's a crisis. About 70% of white Catholics and evangelicals believe that immigration policies that make it easy for migrants to stay in the U.S. is a major reason for the large numbers of migrants trying to cross the border. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Wesleyan church and a nonprofit in Ohio have teamed up to offer a faith-based after-school art program. The goal of Good City is to engage youth and families with the arts, technology, and the gospel. It's especially aimed at children whose parents may not be able to afford or accommodate extracurricular learning experiences. This is SRN News. A popular weight loss drug, which has helped millions of Americans shed some pounds, can now be used to reduce the risk of stroke, heart attacks, and other serious cardiovascular problems. We'll get more details from Jackie Quinn.
Wegovy isn't just for losing weight anymore. The Food and Drug Administration's approving new uses for Wegovy. Now the agency says doctors can prescribe it to help reduce the risk of stroke, heart attacks, and other serious heart problems in patients who are overweight. A study found it helped reduce the risk by about 20% in those who don't also have diabetes. The label change was requested by drug maker Novo Nordisk, and this could help push Medicare to pay for prescriptions. Wegovy is costly, and it's in short supply. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.